The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
I ask you, is this an automobile or is this an automobile?
I really gotta hand it to you, Grandpa. Detroit could take a lesson from this design. Those organ pipes are a very nice exhaust.
I'll have you know, Herman, that this is the only dragster in America that can play Oh Promise Me in second gear.
103, Cellini DeVino, Top Golf in Midtown is where we are. It's National Grandparents Day. Your favorite fictional grandpa or grandma, that's Grandpa Al Lewis. He literally changed his name legally to that from the Munsters. And, of course, Fred Gwynn, the late Fred Gwynn, did not like talking about playing Herman Munster.
No, he took the paycheck and then just said, I don't remember. That car doesn't garner as much interest as the Batmobile, but I don't know how many they made.
The Munstermobile?
Yeah. How much money do you think somebody bought the Munstermobile for a lot of money?
I would think so.
Batmobile money.
No.
The Batmobile, I think, is probably number one. The Dukes of Hazzard car is probably...
The General Lee?
Yeah, it's probably up there as well. But somebody had to buy the monster car for a fairly good amount of money.
I would say so. Whatever happened with that Rob Zombie Munsters movie that he was making? It hasn't seen the light of day yet.
I don't know if that's true. It might have been an indie, and you might have just missed it. Perhaps it didn't come through to the Springs Tap House and Cinema. He did. He was making a movie.
Yeah, I don't remember it coming out. So
listen, I can't get Godzilla Minus One anyplace yet either. That came out in 2023. Adam Gillespie and I, it's the one thing we have in common these days. We both watch TV shows where they're looking for things and they're never found. We got that. By the way, there's a new one, Pompeii. They're doing a new one on Pompeii. They're going to go do the deepest dive ever into Pompeii.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Actually, looking forward to you telling me about it because I am not going to watch it. I just want to wonder, too, because I finally saw the Iron Claw on demand.
Oh, yeah.
If that opening segment last night during Monday Night Raw celebrating Cody Rhodes could have lasted just a little bit longer. Triple H comes out, and he praises Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes comes out, and he gets all emotional. Then The Rock comes out, and I have no idea what happened between The Rock and Cody Rhodes. It was more confusing than ever.
Let me ask them, is this a new thing they did last night? And Cody Rhodes is still emotional 48 hours later? Seems a little ridiculous at this point. Get over it.
At this point, it was 24 hours later. He lost to The Rock 48 hours prior to
72 hours before that, he knew he was going to win. He's still crying?
It sure seemed that way last night. Anywho, the 1 o'clock hour brought to you by AquaGuard. Notice cracked bricks, floor gaps, or bowed basement walls. The experts from AquaGuard can provide a free inspection. If you're ready to fix your sagging, bouncy floors, visit AquaGuard.net.
Domino's mind is a vast wasteland of stuff.
This has wildly exceeded my expectations of stupidity.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
Was I right or was I not about the eclipse yesterday?
Yeah, it was completely blown out of proportion.
Yeah. Again, as if things were going to start falling out of the sky. No, something in the sky got covered, and everybody was still amazed by it. Even though, much like Cody Rhodes knew he was going to be a champion, I could have told you 72 hours ago, 73 years ago, that this was going to...
It looked like one of those hazy summer days. That's what it looked like. Now, I guess up in Ohio, it got dark. I saw some of my friends in Cleveland posting stuff on social media. It was literally dark.
They had some baseball stuff where you just go, oh, what's happening? Oh, gosh, it's dark. You should have known it was coming. That's why people actually had their cameras out, because they knew it was coming.
Well, down here was much to do about nothing, even though Brian Finneran will tell you if he had the right glasses, he would have saw something, and he was blaming everybody.
Well, I don't know.
Speaking negatively about the eclipse.
Two things. Unless I put on those glasses and I saw Snoopy and the Red Baron, then I wouldn't have been impressed, and I didn't put on the glasses. You want to know why? I took a stand. I'm not playing your baby games.
Right. You're no puppet.
So this morning, they were arguing on the locker room a little bit about the eclipse and everything else. Then all of a sudden, I'm in a shouting match with Joe Hamilton and Brandon Leake about quarterbacks. Do you think after 5 years of a guy starting, you'd have an idea of whether you want him to be your quarterback going forward?
Yes.
Okay. How many years do you think it would take for you to have the... Okay, we've made a decision to either cut him loose or to let him keep playing.
Unless you're Desmond Ridder, if you haven't gotten better by year three, you're not getting better.
Okay.
That's my opinion, and maybe you'll get better elsewhere. You need a change of scenery. It's not going to happen here.
So once again, they asked me, Joe Hamilton's asked me about my drafting a quarterback plan. I said, Joe, I'm not waiting 4 years to draft one. I might draft one 2 years earlier than the guy in the fifth-year option if I'm on a first-round quarterback. It's math. So you know Trevor Lawrence is up. Trevor Lawrence, they've either got to pick up his $22 to $25 million fifth-year option, then they could also tag him after that for $40. So I have you for 6 years. What are you waiting for? I asked Joe Hamilton, give me the five best quarterbacks, the one that I'm supposed to feel exceptionally great about. He got the four and then all of a sudden stumbled. I said, Joe, this is the point. It's math. I can have you for 6 years if I want. And at that point, if I don't know if you're good enough, shame on us. And there's a good chance I'm not the coach of the GM anymore anyway. So for everybody who gets their panties in a wad about, well, why would you? Because I'm telling you, short of Joe Burrow, who has to get healthy, they're asking me about Herbert. They're asking me about Trevor Lawrence. What do you feel about those guys? They can throw for a bunch of yards? Maybe you're better off than some others, but at what point do you put $200 million on the table and say, here, take it?
Because it's going to cripple your salary cap as well.
And if you don't know, you have 6 years. You've got 5 years plus a franchise year. Again, there's a good chance you're not the GM or the coach if you haven't figured it out by then. I'm going to say something very controversial. You want to hear it?
I insist that you say it now.
Connecticut should drop football. They should drop football.
Don't let Jim Mora hear you.
No. I don't want to get on anybody's bad side, but Connecticut is the perfect example of why do you need football. Now, maybe you want it. Maybe it's good for student life. You want to give me whatever reason. You don't even know where you should be playing. You don't even know how good you are. You're never going to be good enough. They spend more on basketball than on football. That's a fact. They're the only ones. Why are you playing football? Why are you playing football? Do you think anybody on the campus cares? They don't. I saw the ticket sales.
They built a fine new stadium not too long ago, but apparently
they then rented out the high school. Oh, wait. No, high school football in Connecticut is not very big either. Drop football. Sorry, at me if you choose. Congratulations to Connecticut. I'm going to give you a tweet from a guy who played O-line at Purdue in a second. Because this guy, he's part of the reason we all sit here and go, what the hell are you talking about? Do you know who the next biopic is going to be about in the music world? Allegedly.
I have no idea.
Listen to this.
Springsteen?
Yeah. Supposedly they're going to do one. There was a book written about when he did Nebraska, of all things. He comes off the River Tour of really big, successful in Nebraska. All of a sudden he's sitting in a room going, I don't even know what I want to do. They're supposedly going to make it. There's a guy. What's the cook show? The big cook show. Burnt? What's the cook show? Cook? Chef?
I'm going to need a little more to go on.
And it's not the guy who does Top Chef, or it's not the guy who's script. What is it called? Is that a real show?
According to Adam, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the Food Network where you cook stuff
from
the basket.
No.
It's like I'm talking to my father.
No.
You know, what's that cook show?
Come on,
you know.
No, it's not on Food Network. It's on like a real thing. It's about a chef and he screams at people.
Gordon Ramsay, Hell's Kitchen?
No, it's not Gordon Ramsay. He's not playing him either. The guy who's in this cooking show, that's a show. I don't know. It just got picked up for the third season. It's won awards.
The Bears?
I don't know what it is. I don't care.
The Bear?
Is that about cooking?
Yes.
Is that a youngish guy?
Yes, on FX.
Okay.
Is it Curse of Oak Island?
He's supposed to play Springsteen. So do you know that show?
I watched one episode, and it was way too manic for me. That's why I didn't remember it.
That guy is supposed to be early 80s Springsteen. It looks like he's the guy that could end up getting the role. I don't know.
Jeremy Allen White.
That's it. That's exactly who it is. Thank you. So it's a cooking show, and it's not Gordon Ramsay.
He's running around. He's buying meat on the black market.
I wouldn't really call that a cooking show. It's a show that takes place in a restaurant.
I don't know what it is.
It's based out of Chicago, right? He's trying to keep the restaurant afloat.
I'll start over.
By any means necessary.
I don't care. There's
you started it. You say you don't care.
Food Network, to me, again, if you thought the Connecticut thing was controversial, I don't understand 1 second about the Food Network. You're watching people make things that you're never going to make, you're never going to eat, yet you sit there for hours on end waiting for the next version of the same show to come on. I don't get it. What do I care if that guy cooked? How do I know if it was better than the other guys? I'm not tasting it. I'm going to trust these three idiots to tell me something's better? I don't understand one thing about... Now, God bless the hustle that there is a Food Network. I ain't knocking that part.
Don't tell my brother Jim that, because he's one of those guys that will stop and watch for hours
the
Food Network.
I don't get it. All right. Do you know, speaking of musical biopics, what the number one grossing one of all time is? Bob Marley, One Love, just entered the top five all time. It's done well. It's one of the top
five.
Is
it the Queen one? Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It passed, I think, One Love passed Rocket Man to go into the top five. That's it. Just say
horrible. The Queen one, outstanding.
Okay.
The Elton John one, one of the worst biopics I've ever seen in my life.
They're not all
Don't
pearls.
Waste your time.
They're not all pearls. I just was amazing.
I'd rather stare at the eclipse than watch that movie again.
What about those guys that were in the theater with you?
Oh, that was the Queen one. Guys sitting in the back when the manager tries to kiss Freddie Mercury's
He's
character.
What? What the hell?
Yeah, what did you think you were seeing, sir? Do some research on Freddie Mercury.
Well, maybe he...
I'm getting the hell out of here.
Maybe he wanted to go in there surprised by the whole thing. Don't tell people to read up. Sometimes that spoils the movie.
Apparently. Spoiled his night.
All right.
Went storming out of there.
So is this show called The Bear? Is that the name of the show?
The Bear, yeah.
The Bear.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy's supposed to play Springsteen. I don't know if it's a good choice or not. I don't even know if I want to see a Nebraska... It just seems depressing. You're going to do a movie about the Nebraska album? It just feels like it's going to be depressing.
One of the worst albums he made?
That's just heavy. I need heavy. All right. Do you know the number? 20 million is sort of the number they're talking about the women's basketball game, right? About 20 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
They say it could be as it peaked at 24 million, okay. And they said around 18 million, and it could be 20 million after the late returns right. Come in.
You want to know who's saying, "Hold my beer"? This person.
Why?
78 million people watched that ice skating. 78 million.
Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, again, women's basketball, good. We're on a roll. No doubt about
There's
it.
There's no way she didn't know.
Tanya.
There's no way they went behind her back and did that without her knowing. No way.
Not a chance. And by the way, I have always said that I...
But you got to be like OJ. You can never confess to
no,
it.
No, I've always said I thought everybody has a deathbed confession. I'm not. I still think OJ's going to confess.
I think OJ's convinced himself he didn't do it.
Okay.
Tanya Harding has convinced herself she knew nothing about the
OJ's
attack on
innocent.
Nancy Kerrigan.
I'm gonna declare that I think OJ still has a deathbed confession because it was his ex-wife. I think Tanya Harding, she's going to the grave with it. I don't believe she's got an I'm sorry or a mea culpa in her. I don't think she does. 78 million, in case you're wondering. Although I will tell you that the Women's 99 World Cup was about 20 million, the same as this number in basketball as well. All right, do you know what this is? Can I play theater for a second? I'm going to be two people. It's unprecedented. I hope I can pull this off. I'm going to be two people. I'm going to play theater. This is what it's going to be. It's Booster calling the coach we would like theater. Booster. Calling the coach we would like.
So you're going to be the booster and the coach you would
yes.
like as
yes.
the booster.
I'm going to be both of right. those people. All right, hit the music. Go ahead. Hey, John? It's John Tyson. Yeah, no, we're doing okay. Yeah, yeah. I'd like you to co- I said I'd like you to coach Arkansas. Cal?
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know how much money there is in chicken, but there must be a ton. And then you know who else he got in? He got Walmart money in, and he got some trucking guy, J.B. Hunt. You hear about the three people that got Kyle
Jerry
Perry
Jones
there?
As well.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you this. Here's the crazy part. Jerry is small potatoes compared to these three guys. Do you know that Tyson Chicken, they also own, like, other things that you have no
yeah,
idea
John Tyson is the
yeah,
guy
John
in
Tyson.
Charge of the Tyson Chicken.
They called John Calipari. John? And in the background was the money that was clucking. It's a lot of money those guys are going to kick in to get John Calipari there. But do you want to know the latest twist of this whole thing?
Rob Walton, of course, is an Arkansas graduate. He owns the Broncos
yeah.
from the Walton Walmart
yeah.
family.
Yeah, and so. J.B. Hunt. He's the trucking guy. Oh, you think I don't know this stuff? I'm just telling
I said
you.
Some of this yesterday. I'm not sure if you were listening.
The
man,
chicken
you're a
guy.
Fly one there, my man.
The chicken guy calling John Calipari was the hook here. Cal wasn't going to do this until the chicken guy got on the phone
gotcha.
And said.
I guess he's had a long-standing relationship with John H. Tyson.
Yeah.
You're a billionaire. You include
right.
your middle initial.
Right. So now they've told him, we're going to trade in the horses for the chickens.
So if you became a millionaire, would you change your name to C.J. Domino?
Huh? No, I'd just go to Duke. I told you what I'm going to do. If I get enough money, I'm just going to Duke. No first name, no last name, no the. I'm like the Eagles. I'm not the Eagles.
Gotcha.
I'm just Eagles.
No,
I'm just Duke.
No determiner.
Right. He's got a lot of money. They own a bunch of things that I didn't know they own. That Tyson people, they own, like, I don't know if they own, like, Jimmy Dean sausage and a whole bunch of other things. They got cash. And they told Cal, we're gonna set up the NIL.
They're so rich that allegedly they make the chicken nuggets out of people every now and then.
I don't know if that's true or not. All right. You want to hear my second greatest draft conspiracy? Because, again, you'll never beat a frozen envelope story. True or not true, you're never going to be. That's always going to be number one.
Patrick Ewing, the envelope was frozen. That's why you missed
it. Listen to this. You know what that is? Listen to the front walls again?
Yeah.
Let me ask you. Who does the NBA want LeBron James to play for next year?
The Knicks.
Knicks aren't going to be in a lottery.
But somehow that's what they want. They want him to go to New York.
Yeah. So what do you do?
I don't know then. I don't know.
What do you do with Bronny? No, I'm saying, do you want Popovich to have Victor and LeBron? Do you want Victor and LeBron? Can you make it where San Antonio gets it? You draft Bronny, number one overall. Take him number one overall. I'm looking at the list of people. By the way, don't lie. You promise me you won't lie.
Yeah.
Do you know who Alex Saar is?
No.
Do you know who Ron Holland is?
I don't.
Okay. Rob Dillingham? He plays Kentucky. Klingon, the kid you saw last night.
I saw him, yeah.
Kling Kong. They're doing T-shirts, by the way. Did you see those? He's trying to get a little bit of scratch in his pocket. Stephon Castle. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay. I'm telling you right now that all of these guys who are supposedly lottery picks, who's better than LeBron? What if the team that wins the lottery, number one, picks Bronny James? What if the NFL works it where, what do we want? So maybe the Knicks do a deal. Maybe they end up with
right.
a team.
Because that's if you believe the NBA wants LeBron to go someplace, I would think New York.
Would you draft Bronny number one to get 2 years out of LeBron? When I read you
these
things.
If you're James Dolan, I think you would.
You want Zach Edey or LeBron for 2 years?
Give me LeBron for two years.
So what do you might have to do? Draft Bronny number one overall. Would you draft Bronny number one overall?
I guess if I want LeBron for 2 years. I've already heard, though, Bronny is already an NBA-caliber defensive player.
I saw that. It's hilarious. That's a really cute headline. Why would anybody do that as well? Do you know how he's going to get burned? Oh, he's an NBA defender, huh? Do you know what's going to happen to the first three times somebody walks up the floor with him? The guy with the ball is going to say, clear out. Every game for his whole life, what I would say is, clear out. I'm about to school him. Why would you put that out there if you're an NBA whatever?
Because it's not true. I wouldn't put that out there.
It's not true.
First, yes, not true in any way, shape, or form.
Last one. Do you know who Kerry Kitchell is? Kelly Kitchell.
No, I don't know Kerry or Kelly.
He was a Purdue O-lineman from 98 to 02. He works for the Purdue Football Radio. Do you want to know what he tweeted last night? Tell me how you feel about this. All props to UConn. They executed one hell of a game plan and hit tough shots all night. However, Danny Hurley is the most embarrassing coach I've seen in Division I sports. Enjoy your championship, Huskies, but I will take an L with Coach Painter running our program with class. Huh. Well, then you got what you wished for. You took the L. Who says that? What did Dan Hurley do that's so classist?
He got into it
with Zach Edey?
That's got to be it, right? It's got to be it.
Do you know what their fan base was doing in their building? They had a watch party last night. Do you know what they were doing during the basketball game when they're playing Connecticut for the national title? They're chanting, IU sucks. Indiana sucks. IU sucks. In the middle of the game, in a packed arena, and this guy sends out something talking about Dan Hurley. You wanted the L? Because you're classy? You got it.
Sounds like you're crazy as well.
That's really the time
or the place to call out your rival.
And then people are just like jumping on going, yeah.
It's social media.
He's the most classless coach I've ever witnessed. That's hilarious. What state are you in? You had a guy named Bob Knight. What is going on with people? I thought I was the only one with an unfavorable opinion of that man. He's very undignified.
And
he's also a two-time champion.
Well, to me, if I'm UConn, that's what I'm saying.
Let me ask you a question.
Call me whatever you want. Just start with champion.
I'll start with this, and I'll finish with this. You want to tell me that you like Matt Painter, but I can give you Dan Hurley to come coach your team. The school that hasn't been in a Final Four since 69 had some of the worst losses in tournament history in the last 10 years. Who do you want coaching your team?
Well, I want a guy that's a two-time champion. I mean, that's...
But he's so classless.
Listen, sometimes...
I'd rather lose with class.
Sometimes you got to take the good with the perceived bad. That's the way it goes.
Adam, you have no class. If I asked you, Georgia, you tell me Dan Hurley's a bum, he's classless. I tell you I can get you Dan Hurley tomorrow. With all due respect to your friend Mike White. With all due respect to him. Let's just say he moves on. What would you do?
If he moves on, bring on Dan Hurley.
Hey, you want to win titles, right? This is not a popularity
classless
contest. You're trying to win titles.
Hey, I wanted Bobby Knight when there was those rumors were circulating. So don't tell me.
You would have taken Rick Pitino.
Oh, no doubt. That would be so much fun working this show with him an hour up the street.
Do you think somehow, some way, in our heyday, you know, 15, 20 years ago, we could have gotten Bob Knight to strangle us?
Oh, yeah, we could have.
Or at least threaten us.
Throw a chair at you, no doubt.
There's no doubt he would have jumped.
Because he hung up on us.
Yeah, there's no doubt in studio he would have lunged. Is that the word we're looking for? He would have lunged at one or both of us. Did you see that Morgan Whalen, by the way? He pulled a Bob Knight. You see what he did?
What's the matter with him?
Threw a chair off a six-story roof.
I don't really want to do that. It's not very...
Well, it's so illegal.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, everybody thinks they're the next Keith Moon. That's the problem.
And again, some people are telling you, oh, it's just a guy having fun, and other people are telling you he's classist. So it's a lot like Danny Hurley. Right.
I guess the perception means everything. 1 o'clock hour brought to you by AquaGuard. When we come back, it's the cardinal sin this Brave committed over and over and over and over and over last night. We'll talk about it next.
Whatever.
As we are here at Topgolf in Midtown, the newly renovated Topgolf. See it for yourself. Cellini and Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The lifetime supply of chocolate for Charlie. Well, when does he get it?
He doesn't.
Why not?
You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You're a crook. You're a cheat and a swindler. You're an inhuman monster.
I said good day.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the ship.
132, Cellini Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Top Golf in Midtown is where we are. It's National Grandparents Day. Of course, Jack Albertson as the original grandfather in the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Interesting, my grandfather was born on this date in 1893 yesterday. I was telling you guys during the break, by the way. My brother posted something on social media.
Because I wouldn't have any idea.
So he came not...
About my grandfather, not yours.
Yeah, I know. Not being able to speak English, not being able to read or write, he came in and worked at a Fisher Body plant which made car chassis for nearly 50 years. He was hunched over from lifting the metal into the punch press. I've told you the story. Saw a guy get his head cut off. It was the only time he ever left work. Didn't miss a day.
By the way, not at your father's bar. This was at work.
This is at the factory. Yeah. A guy, his head got stuck in the machine, so they closed it down for the rest of the day. But, he had to come back the next day at 8 a.m.
There's no doubt.
You know, we'll clean most of it. There might still be some residue there. But, the cars aren't going to make themselves.
How many grief counselors did they bring in for everybody at the plant?
Yeah, I don't think we saw any. He got a nice gold watch at the end.
For how many years?
Nearly 50 years.
Yeah, good.
Hunched over, bad back. Uh-huh. Two generations later, this is what I'm doing for a living.
Well, I saw
it's amazing, isn't it?
I saw what you were doing during the break.
do you know
ridiculous.
What?
I've said this before. I haven't said it in a long time because it's just so ridiculous. You want ridiculous? This is ridiculous. I've thought about things. I write down my question of the day once in a while, and I went back to one of my old blue books from a couple of years ago, and somehow we started to talk about it, and I wrote it down. Do you know that multiples, and I mean multiples of people, 1 degree, 2 degrees, 3 degrees away from us, 3 degrees of separation away from us, fought for this country so we could have the right to do pull my finger jokes and listen to sound like lottery balls and turn it into some conspiracy that the NBA might be trying to pull.
It truly is horrifying, is it not?
Yeah, well, again, thank goodness your grandfather's not here to see it. My grandfather's not here to see it. My dad thought this whole thing was a little bit... He did ask me once in a while, when are you going to get a real job? I was like, okay, this is a real job. I got to show up every day. He knew it, but he was kind of winking at me as he said it.
My dad just said, you know a bunch of stupid stuff that's never going to help you in life. I said, ha! Who's laughing now? Yeah. Ah!
Who's laughing now, old man? Mr. Bologna-eating man. Mr. Raw Hot Dog-eating man.
Well, speaking of paying dues, Hank Aaron certainly paid his dues. He was honored as yesterday, as we all know, was the 50th anniversary of hitting number 715. And certainly the Braves did it right throughout the day. You had the luncheon, the dedication at the History Center. Dusty Baker was on the air with Jeff Francoeur and company last night. Ralph Garr among other teammates that were able to attend not only the luncheon during the day, they were at the game last night as well.
I was going to bring this up. So Tom House was on, I think, with the MLB Network guys, and we talked to
Tom. He catches the home run. He's in the Braves bullpen.
And Matt Eckers said he had never heard the story before how they had basically a lottery or a draft where everybody was going to stand. And I'll give the bullpen credit. Nobody jumped off sides. This is my spot. This is your spot. That's your spot. So the ball supposedly had a $25,000 bounty on it. I told you the story of the Roger Maris ball in 61 had a $5,000 bounty. So in about 13 years, went from $5,000 to $25,000. But Tom House wasn't going to collect. He said the whole time that was Hank Aaron's ball. Do you want to know two stories, though, that Tom House, I think, told on the MLB Network that he also told us years ago? Fans, when the story got out that Tom House was the one who caught it and then brought it to him and got him as quickly as he did, never thought twice about keeping it. People started to send him $1, $2, $5 to his home address. Some of them was sent to the Dodgers ballpark, Chavez Ravine. $4,000 plus. He was making $12,500, major league minimum. And people were so captivated by the idea that he didn't keep the ball, didn't hold it hostage. He said immediately it was Henry's, that people started to send cash. That sounds like a fake story, but it's not. Here's the other one. You know the glove that he caught it with? Ask me where that glove is.
Where is that glove, Chris?
No idea. Ask me why. I have no idea.
Why, Chris?
Because Tom House went to play winter ball that year, 1974. They had a break-in in the clubhouse where his stuff was kept. Nobody knew what they were taking. They just took all the stuff out of his locker, including the glove that caught that ball. Now, if Tom House has a regret, I think he's doing okay right now, but what would the glove be worth? You can't have the ball. I know where the ball is.
You can get a pretty penny for that.
No doubt about it. And he's honest. He said it was gone. It was gone later that same year as it was a break-in in the clubhouse at winter ball.
And then last night, a perfect day was ruined by Charlie Morton walking five guys. That's the cardinal sin. You walk the bottom of the lineup, you are going to pay the price nine times out of ten.
His whip, we keep talking about it, dancing through raindrops. Julio Teheran went through a stretch where he danced through raindrops around here. When he gets hit, he gets hit. He pitched. Do you even remember he pitched twice against the Braves last year?
I know he pitched for the Brewers. I don't remember him pitching against the Braves.
Back-to-back starts against the Braves. One of them, he goes lights out. The next one, he gave up like nine runs.
And last night, he goes 2 2/3. Ozuna cracks that home run off of him. He leaves down 4-0, but Charlie gives it right back. And speaking of Marcell Ozuna, he's the only one to hit a home run last night for the Braves. But remember, all season, when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires.
Really?
The next day only. So today at Tire Discounters, plus you'll get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase. The more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals are at Tire Discounters. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. So
you asked Howard Reynolds this morning about Bauer. We asked about, hey, the GMs and managers come to guys who have a little bit of seniority. If you were betting now, we go up to Harris. The big board says yes or no. Trevor Bauer makes a start in the major leagues. I don't want to hear about signing. You do.
I'm going to say yes. These arms seemingly, Chris, are exploding left and right, and he is healthy, and I know he hasn't pitched since 2021. I get all of that. I know what he allegedly did, and I understand what you're saying as well. You believe there's more.
Well, I think
someone eventually is going to roll the dice on him because desperate teams, desperate people do desperate things.
That's the real question to me. Is it's not if would this team do it, would this team do it. To me, the big word question is, it's simply yes or no. Does Trevor Bauer throw a pitch in the major leagues this year? Because signing, look, let me tell you the other thing. I don't know if you'd sign him and then all of a sudden get a backlash that could tell you to go, never mind, we changed our mind. Just pay him and have him go away. To me, the bet has to be, does he throw a pitch in a major league game this year? And you think he does?
I think he does.
I think he doesn't.
We shall see. I think
it's only the first week in April.
Yeah, because of the rash of injuries, someone is going to make the move, and someone has to make that move, and we'll see who has, I don't want to say the guts.
No.
But the wherewithal to step forward.
I say would be willing to deal with it all. Right. How's that?
Because that's what you're going to have to deal with it all. It and all. It's not necessarily going to go away. Going back to Marcell Ozuna, who certainly had his fair share of off-the-field problems. Go back to last May the 1st. Most homers since last May the 1st. Matt Olson's number one with 49.
I wish we had him.
I think he's still around. Marcell Ozuna and Kyle Schwarber are tied with 43. Mookie Betts has 40. Shohei Ohtani has 39. So Marcell Ozuna's got more home runs than the guy who ran second to Ronald Acuña Jr. in the MVP race last year, and Shohei Ohtani, who's making $700 million. He's got more home runs than those two guys with the Dodgers.
It's funny you say, tell me again about Shohei Ohtani. What was that little
$700 million.
I had somebody tell me last week, but, you know, he's not really making $700 million with all the deferred stuff. I said, no doubt about it. I know at some point somebody's going to spend $700 million.
Right. He's still going to get the money.
Yeah. But again, it's now money. It's later money. I said, you can call it anything you want. Tomato, tomato. He signed. It's complicated, like a lot of things in life, but I think they're justifying it as, but it's not really $700 million. Okay, it's close enough. It's close enough.
$700 million will come his way eventually. Those numbers on Ozuna, your WellStar WellStat of the day. From managing chronic conditions to staying on top of screenings, the experts at WellStar are going to partner with you to help you feel your best. Together, we can create a personalized game plan to help keep you healthy. Visit WellStar.org today. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
I keep looking at my phone to see if Jim Mora has already heard what I said.
UConn should disband when it comes to football, and Jim Mora is the head coach at UConn, for those that do not know. That's not a punchline, that's not a joke. He really is the coach at UConn.
Yeah. I don't even know. Look, I'm saying it because I think if there was ever a time to get the Big East basketball thing back together, I would do it. And I'm talking about going old school. I'm talking about going Providence. I'm talking about Seton Hall. I'm talking about Rutgers. Get them in. Keep them in, please. And then do all the things. Well, Rutgers got enough football. They're in the Big Ten. They probably don't need it. You know, I'm going to pull Rutgers out. Basketball would be great. Did you see what their recruiting class is? It looks like Rutgers basketball is the number one recruiting class in America right now.
How's that possible?
So I think finally they're doing the NIL thing, and I think there were a couple of guys who said, hey, you want to come on over here?
What's that company you always bring up, Bristol Squibb Myers?
Bristol Myers Squibb. Very close.
I always hear it in your voice.
Johnson & Johnson.
Bristol Myers Squibb.
Yeah, Bristol Myers Squibb. At least you were listening. It used to be Continental Airlines. I don't even know if they exist anymore.
I don't think they do. Well, I think they do, actually.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to college with a young lady who's a flight attendant for Continental. I believe she still works for them.
Oh, okay. Well, then Continental was like a big thing. Merck. You ever heard of Merck? It's another pharmaceutical company. We're really big on making drugs up in New Jersey. And petroleum. Hess. So supposedly
like Leon Hess, who owned the Jets.
That's right. Yeah, Hess Oil. There's
who said, I just want to win a Super Bowl.
I can't hear you.
All I want to do is win a Super Bowl before I die.
And then who do you want to hire, Mr. Hess?
I hired Rich Kotite.
Who?
Rich Kotite.
Continental is now owned by United.
Okay.
It's ceased operation under its own name in 2012.
Yeah, that's correct. There you go.
Are they still, does it say headquartered? No, they must be, they're not headquartered in New Jersey anymore.
Well, if they don't exist, no.
Yeah, they were bought up. I mean, they sort of exist. But that was a big one. Cheyenne said, nobody around here hires anybody who went to Rutgers.
So apparently, my friend from college, she just must post pictures of herself wearing the flight attendant uniform for no apparent reason.
No way. No, she's still.
Well, because she worked for United?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I want to see those boobies.
Easy now.
Let me ask you a question.
Friend of mine.
How do you follow somebody who you don't know if they're working for a make-a-believe airline?
I'm not really sure. All I saw was pictures, and maybe they were. I knew she used to work for Continental.
Is that a special website that you're talking about or not?
It's Facebook.
Nothing
special about it.
Maybe she's doing like Catch Me If You Can. She's dressing up and just going all over the world.
She's the Frank Abagnale of flight attendants.
Aviator Club. Everybody just
another great pictures. Scene in that movie when he flies for the first time and he's in the jump seat. He starts getting sick.
The movie was pretty good. I'm telling you, that
you
movie...
You can't stop now, Frank.
That movie
sounds...
You gotta
keep going.
When I heard they were making that, I said, this sounds a little bit like Moneyball. I'm not sure this is going to be a whole movie. And then you go at the end, no, it was.
You ever hear the real Frank Abagnale speech and tell the story about how he did all those things?
No doubt.
That 14-year-old kid, to have that kind of wherewithal? And every time this movie's on, I stop and watch it. Every single time.
Can I... I will, if I see it on my guide as I'm going down...
I'll stop.
But here's the thing. If there are certain scenes on, I'm out. There are certain movies that if I click on it, I'm on it. There's like a handful of those. But
they're going to kill you, Frank.
But movies like that...
The End in France.
Yeah, if it's the wrong scene, I do get out of it. I go, there must be something better on it. But I didn't think it was going to work as a movie, and it did.
How did you pass the bar exam in Louisiana, Frank?
Is he still with us?
Frank Abagnale, I believe so.
Yeah, I think so.
He made the rounds.
Oh,
he was on the Tonight Show years ago, well before the movie came out.
Do you think he has a net worth? Because didn't companies hired him to sort of be the guy who would tell you, hey, here's how they're going to backdoor you. Here's how they're going to...
He worked for the anti-fraud section of these companies because he knew everything.
Do you think we could see a net worth on him? Do you think he has a net worth?
Oh, yeah. I think he's doing
very well. He is still alive. I do have a net worth on him. Do you want to take a guess? He's 75 years old, by the way.
Million and a half.
10 million, according to the website we use.
Why did we never have him on? I don't know. But the things that you saw in the movie, he was really doing those things. Taking the stickers off the Pan Am jets and making, I don't know, checks.
ID stuff. And that was the beginning, though, of Tom Hanks. If you look back, the accent-y Tom Hanks. Should we have realized that the Colonel Tom Parker thing was not too far down the road? Where
well,
it was going to get a bit much.
He had the Boston accent.
I know.
That one, that one
was excessive. It was excessive.
Carl Hanratty.
Not Terry Hanratty.
No, not the one-time Notre Dame and Steeler quarterback. The 1 o'clock hour brought to you by AquaGuard. How much stuff do you need to get off your chest here, Domino?
Oh, I'm not. I mean, we're getting out of here today.
We are? Yeah,
we are. I'm going to ask the fellas my question about Ronnie.
Gotcha.
And then there was one other thing I was going to ask him about.
Chuck and Chernoff, you're referencing.
Well, maybe them, maybe not them. Maybe a couple of guys that are on Bay 12 now.
So Domino has some questions he needs answers to when it comes to Chuck and Chernoff. We'll do that, go back in time as we wrap up.
I'm going to ask them if they know the show The Bear.
Gotcha.
That was the other thing I was going to ask them.
As we do
Why
wrap
are people
up?
On me now? All of a sudden I'm getting texts going, it's The Bear.
I don't know.
It's The Bear.
Because it's you and food, it strikes a chord. You know how that works.
And by the way, why do people get ugly like that? Me talking about the Food Network. I think the Food Network should have somebody like me on it. Counterbalancing. Fair and balanced.
Stick to baseball.
Yeah.
Fair and balanced.
Stick to baseball, because let me ask you this. What kind of a show would that be? You would run out of material. Pizza, Chinese food. How many things can you talk about?
Plain hamburgers.
No. I mean, there's only so far you can go.
You're missing it. Here's the show. The show is I go to the sets of all the shows that are on, and I just, like, within 8 seconds, I look what somebody's doing. Nah. And then I just walk off the set. I'm just a part of the show.
That's like seven seconds. We got a lot of time to fill.
I don't want to host a show.
Are you like the crazy neighbor that just comes out of nowhere and makes a cameo? Are you the Newman of the Food Network? You're just going to pop in here and there?
Fair and balanced. What's that smell? That's awful.
What would your Thanksgiving show look like?
Turkey sandwich.
That's it. That's all he would have.
Turkey sandwich.
Not with mayonnaise, though.
No, God, no.
Because if you're going to have a turkey sandwich, you got to slather it in mayonnaise.
Here's what I'm also going to do. If I see mayonnaise on somebody's counter on one of them Food Network shows, I'm just kicking it right off the table, and then I'm leaving.
Again, I don't know about, you know, from a content standpoint.
How about maybe TikTok? Maybe not a whole show, but I'm the TikTok king of the Food Network.
Okay, that's a little bit better. I think we can work with that. We'll ask Chuck and Chernoff about that as well as we wrap up a Tuesday here at Topgolf. We are here in Midtown, the renovated Topgolf. Check it out. See it for yourself. Cellini, Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Who does number two work for?
153, wrapping up a Tuesday afternoon. Cellini Domino, Topgolf in Midtown, the renovated Topgolf in Midtown, 1600 Ellsworth Industrial Boulevard, right here in the city of Atlanta. That's where we've been all day. I want to thank everybody here for having us. Chuck and Chernoff are standing by as well. Domino, what do you have to throw it onto the table before we get out of here? I know you got a big question to pose to Chuck and Chernoff.
I will do that coming up next. First, I want you to hear this.
Thrill a minute, Matt.
Let me explain why we're playing it.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
There's a new movie coming out on Apple with that Channing Tatum.
Oh, he's a hot
Johansson.
Is it Magic Mike?
Good looking couple, right?
Another one of those? I hope so.
No. Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum. It's called Fly Me to the Moon. And you know what it's about? And please don't let Buzz Aldrin hear about this. This is the story behind that. Just in case the whole mission goes wrong, we've got a stage, film, and put together a movie about a fake moon landing that we can sell to the American.
So it's fiction, obviously.
What it is, though, it's like, I'm sure it's
got a... It better be fiction or Buzz is coming for you.
That's what I mean. I hope he doesn't find out.
Knock your teeth right out of your head, Tatum.
So it's a comedy-ish type movie where Scarlett Johansson gets hired and she has to recast the people at NASA.
Gotcha.
Because none of them are good looking enough to be in a movie.
It's actually kind of funny.
And then Tatum, he flew in Korea. And they bring in a guy who looks kind of like him, and they say, what's he here for? Well, he's reading for
the
your
plan
part.
Really was, though, to have Neil Armstrong. That was the guy to walk on the moon, not Buzz, because Buzz would have just completely been out of control.
There's a story.
I walked on the moon, you know. I was the first. Now, take off your pants.
Well, I don't think he's ever said that for any reason. But he has.
Take that dress off, I said.
Well, he has thrown a punch. I know that. The point is, they knew that Buzz shouldn't be first. He'll be second.
He'd still swing on you.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be a slower swing, but he'd still swing.
Isn't the story that they actually wanted to hire Stanley Kubrick to do just this?
I mean,
that's the story they wanted to have just in case.
Yeah.
If we couldn't find our...
It's the urban legend.
Now, here's what I'm asking. Let's just say you send the guys up and it doesn't go well. It goes horribly wrong. Do you have doubles who come out of the capsule in the water? What was the plan like in that regard?
I don't think there was a plan, Chris. I think, again, this is all urban legend.
Well, the whole story is that the American public needs to win.
This is like the original Paul McCartney. He died in 66. No, that never happened.
Although that didn't have Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson.
That would be a great movie as well, though.
Yeah.
How did the Beatles it off?
Well, it was called Yesterday.
not quite the same.
Do you know who's in this movie, though, Fly Me to the Moon? Who's one? Gentlemen, I will ask you. I will give you each one guess.
All right.
Tremendous American actor. Not a leading man.
Gary Cole.
Nope.
Leonard
Should
DiCaprio.
Work more.
I was going to tell Leonard DiCaprio was going to be a pretty good guess.
Nope.
Should work more.
Not a leading man. Is not a leading man.
Don Cheadle.
Bill Macy.
What's his name? Tusk?
No. Woody Harrelson is in Fly Me to the Moon. Woody Harrelson is very good in everything he's in. All right, let me ask you guys a question. The greatest conspiracy in the history of sports is the frozen envelope, right?
Sure, that's one of them, yeah.
Right. Absolutely. No, well, is it one of them or is it the one? I think it's the one, just in terms
of... Michael Jordan gambling deal as well. That's why he was playing baseball.
I believe the envelope thing, though.
The guy played baseball for 2 years and we all accepted it. Or he retired, I should say.
He really, if you look back, it's bizarre.
It's ridiculous.
Like, in the day and age of social media, that's not flying.
Okay. So, do you think the new one, by the way, interesting that both of those are NBA-driven. Who does the NBA want LeBron to play for next year? If you were going to guess, do you think the NBA cares who he plays for next year?
I really don't. I just...
If I had to guess, I said earlier New York.
So why don't you rig the ping pong ball game and take Bronny number one? Like, what would happen if Bronny is picked number one because they want San Antonio and Pop to play with Victor and have this thing become a thing again? What would happen if with a straight face, San Antonio, who stinks, gets the number one pick, they right. draft Bronny, and the next thing you know, LeBron is playing with
Victor.
Okay, hang
on. Didn't they win, like, 14 games this year?
San Antonio.
Yeah, were they, like, 15 maybe? Okay. LeBron don't want that at age 40.
By the way, how dare you all? They won 19 games.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Him,
get your facts straight, Chuck.
Sorry.
Him, Victor, and the made-for-NBA defense-ready Bronny James. Okay, so take
he
them out.
Want that garbage.
Where does he want to go?
I know the Knicks aren't a lottery team. Do they trade into
the
lottery?
The point.
All right, let me give you one, if you want to do one. Because the league's ratings were the best. People can say they were tired of it. Let him go play with Steph in Golden State.
Steph doesn't want him, though. Steph was asked
him. You know what? Steph doesn't want to play in the play-in anymore.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
Yeah, it might be time to change.
Like Trevor Bauer, desperate times call for desperate measures.
Don't forget, you're getting defense-ready Bronny James on top of everything
else. Everybody says he is defense-ready. Now, let's also admit, like, I don't think Steph's ever liked Draymond. I think he treats Draymond like a means to an end.
Agreed.
I think he kind of handles it. I don't think Steve Kerr likes Draymond. I think there's a lot of things. Like, Golden State would be fat. Like, Kevin Durant with Steph was the league's ratings bonanza for this generation. Do LeBron and him.
Let me ask you this. What if Bronny gets drafted in front of Reed Shepard?
Who?
See, I looked at the list, the lottery list, and that's the point. That's the point. You could draft Bronny, and I'm not really sure anybody would notice until LeBron showed up at your camp. Because nobody knows who any of these guys are. All right, last one.
Listen, I hope the Hawks make a push for this. I'm dead serious. For an organization that I keep talking about not being Yeah, they're not a real organization. They're a Mickey Mouse.
I'm in.
Go do 2 years of fun.
Nick and I talked about it a year ago when she said this.
Why not?
We couldn't get him here the other way. Let's get him here this way. Last one, Chuck. I said something a little bit. Connecticut should drop football.
Sure.
Do you agree?
Because they're not going to get in a real conference. They're not going to be actual football anyway.
They're an independent. Nobody knows that. They're an independent.
Yeah, and if you're not in the Big Two, you're not going to be playing real football anyway. The Big 12 sketchy, much less UConn. I agree with you. That's a hole they shovel money into.
Head coach at UConn is
Jim Moore.
Jimmy.
There you go.
I've been looking at my phone for the last 2 hours since I said that, waiting for a phone call to come in.
Jimmy.
From Jim Mora. Yeah. But I'm serious. If there was ever a school that should drop football and just say, hey, don't worry about us in a 40-team thing, in an 80-team thing. We're just going to go out and do the thing we do really well. We'll just play basketball over here. I don't know what the drain is. I did look at their ticket sales. I think it's the third worst ticket sales in all of college football in terms of money they bring in. It's not even a recruiting tool. Nobody who's going to go play basketball, men or women, cares about going to a football game, it seems.
Right.
Just drop it.
They got a little better. They did. They got a bowl game 2 years ago.
But I would also add
to it. You say so, Chuck.
I would add to it the fact that they dominate college basketball and have, like, they have six titles now in the last 25 years at Connecticut.
They're six in the Final Four.
Right. Something's odd.
Every time they go to the Final Four, they win the whole
thing.
They win. Three different coaches. It's amazing.
Three different coaches.
And they dominated the whole tournament. And I don't know that they have one, like, sure shot NBA difference maker. The center might go. They might have somebody else go. But, like, Dan Hurley last night post game was like, we cranked out NBA players. They won a championship, killed everybody. And I don't know that the NBA loves any of their players.
Do you know what the news story online was today? A guy named Kelly Kitcher, who played O-line for Purdue from 98 to 02. Chuck, tell me something about Kelly Kitchen.
I can't.
Okay. Well, he now works for Purdue Radio Football.
I love
football
that guy.
Broadcast, whatever the hell he does. He declared that, give congratulations to UConn, but Dan Hurley is the most classless individual. I would rather take the L with Matt Painter as my coach. He said, great, that's what you got.
That sounds like somebody that lost.
Was he upset that he perceived that Hurley was talking in the direction of Zach Edey or something?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Which he wasn't. Zach Edey said something to him.
I know.
Are we really going to, like, try to manipulate some fake controversy over
that? What do you think about Dan Hurley?
And I don't blame him. Zach Edey can get called for a foul every possession.
What do you believe about Dan Hurley's non-no answer and Jay Wright, his non-no answer last night?
You're searching, Domino. Jay's not going and Dan's not going. Okay. I mean, Dan said his wife.
Dan said talk to my wife, which is interesting.
Jay's not going anywhere. And here's what I'm going to tell you guys. Kentucky's going to get turned down by two or three people.
Looks like this Drew character is going to get the job.
I told you, this is not the money. This is not the Alabama football job.
No. This is like, be careful what you wish for, because you're going to lose a great coach, and I know what happened in the tournament. Scott Drew might go in. Is it Scott, right?
Yeah, he's the national champion.
He might go in there and do big things, but this is not – Kentucky in their mind was like, we can get everybody. That's what they kept. We fire Cal. We move on from. We get anybody. No, you can't. It's not 20. It's not 2000 or 1985. You can't get anybody anymore.
Never mind that. What do you think about Cal walking the dog with the stroller?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Oh, manufactured.
Couple of things. Number one.
Only he was down on purpose.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I did. And he was bothered only one guy came up to him.
You might be right.
And by the way, how much money do you have to have where you as an Italian can actually have a dog on a leash, but at one point you're going to put him in a stroller and still be okay with it?
Paul the dog.
It's very bougie.
I wonder if Paul's got his own Twitter handle now, like my dog does.
Interesting.
So how does that work, though?
Is Paul Calipari.
You recognize when the dog gets tired? Does the dog actually sit in the stroller?
Listen, I think the whole thing is a work.
Yeah.
I think that guy might have been his brother-in-law. Some fake news, man.
That's such a good point.
I want to come up on him.
Just manufactured that. Yeah. Oh, don't talk to me now. I'm walking my dog.
So do you know what the alleged story is right now? And I don't know if anything has changed in the last couple of hours. Do you know the story is allegedly John Calipari is pulling a Matt Ryan? And when I say that, what do I mean? He's pulling a Matt Ryan.
He wants to go play for the Colts.
He got offended and he wanted to be.
No, he has not told him he is leaving. Matt Ryan didn't use the word retired until he could. John Calipari supposedly has not told Kentucky officially he is leaving. Why? Because he's got to get his money worked out. Arkansas, whatever deal, whatever part of that still might be left. He hasn't told them he's going anywhere.
Now, there is that one report, too, and I don't, there's so many reports. There's one report that said Cal tried to float the offer Arkansas gave him to Kentucky, and they said no. So I don't know what's real and what's
sounds
not.
Sounds like something Kentucky would put out.
All right. Yeah, listen, I'm out. If you're out, I'm out.
We don't
have to be married. Yeah, we don't have to be married. Mitch Barnhart, I'm sure the relationship has gotten, I'll use the word strained over the last couple of years.
Well, don't
that
you have to know.
Seems like a place where it would be.
Barnhart works for Cal. Like, Cal didn't work for Barnhart. Cal doesn't work for anybody.
That's not how Barnhart saw it, but Cal saw it that way. That's why Cal's going to Arkansas. So last night, the Braves into yesterday afternoon did everything right with the luncheon. And then last night, pregame, as they honored Hank Aaron. Even during the game, I'm sure you guys saw Dusty Baker in the booth with the Bally's crew during that third inning. It was outstanding.
You know, Dusty looked great, by the way. He said, if I could just show up 5 minutes before a game, leave 5 minutes after, and I'd have to do meetings and media.
Still manage, he said,
He said I would do it in a heartbeat.
He had the 100-pound thing taken off his back, and cool guys usually age better than non-cool. I said it last night. He's legitimately cool.
He also had some, like, good analysis. He's like, wait, I was here last year when you all were booing Marcelo Ozuna. Now all of a sudden you forget all the stuff he did off the field because he's raking. He also had some good Kelnick stuff on seeing him every day in Seattle. So I thought Dusty was really good.
He had flashbacks during the tomahawk chop.
Dusty, he also was in like a smaller group. He's talked about, hasn't he, that like Hank introduced him to business and said, all right, you don't have a lot of money yet, but let's make sure you do later. Like he taught Dusty how to get into the business world.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I do know that it was big on music. They actually talked about music and he took him to some clubs. You know, that might not have been as known.
Yeah. So I do like that. It is a great story, and I believe it's true, that Hank said, I'm ending this now, getting this over with. Dusty's on deck on one knee, and he says, I'm going to go hit the home run. Like, that's great for the
he said, I know he's going to try to get me to hit into a double play, which Al Downing did say with us yesterday, he knew what he was going to throw him, and you're right. That's exactly what happened.
Do you guys have a preference on one of the calls? Because Bob Costas, they did a good voiceover thing that was on the MLB Network that bounced around on Milo Hamilton's call and Vin's call.
Three Hall of Famers.
Vin's call's the best to me.
I thought Vin did a great job of culturally sort of painting the picture of the moment beyond just the 7-15, the home run. So, yeah, I agree with you. Vins was like, he painted a picture beyond just the home run.
As he always did. Without stumbling or bumbling, the guy never stumbled.
And you got lucky.
It really is ridiculous to think about.
I don't want to say lucky, but the schedule makers put him in line where Vince Scully could actually be in the booth to make that call that night.
100%.
Yep.
All right, today's April the 9th. As we go back in time, talk about some of the things that happened on this date. 1950 on this date, Bob Hope's first television appearance happens. This wasn't it, but I thought I'd play this anyway.
277, 53, double cross out, flare out, hike 72 on Y.
Wait a minute, Miss Hope. I don't understand the play.
Well, it's simple. You just follow me to my house, and I want you guys to be there when I tell Mr. T to keep his dog off my lawn.
It's the Bob Hope All-American Show.
Bob Hope was
what I understand, not exactly the king of the ad lib.
Hold on.
Bob Hope.
He was doing stuff late into his life, long enough where Mr. T jokes got included.
Yeah.
But that was also one of those things Bob shouldn't have done about the last 7 or 8 or 9 specials.
Bo Jackson and Steve Young were a part of the All-American team on that episode.
If you want to go back on YouTube, those are all there to watch the All-Americans introduce themselves. It is really painful TV in retrospect.
I got to tell you, this Bo Jackson.
And he'd have the golf club in his hand or fake swing.
He runs so fast, he can turn off the lights and be in bed before it gets dark.
Did he have a lifetime?
I got to tell you.
He had a lifetime contract that he got to do those. Did those get ratings?
I saw him the last baseball game ever played because he's from Cleveland. Yeah. In Cleveland Stadium.
Wasn't he part owner at one point?
Yeah, he tried to sing Thanks for the Memories, and they tried to change the lyrics, and he had, like, paper out there, and his wife was trying to help him hold the paper. It wasn't good.
No. Pre-record.
Yeah.
I mean, we have that rule around here. Why didn't they have that?
Thanks for the memory.
Stop. Oh, no. Hey, they don't do a Playboy All-American anymore, do they?
That's a great question.
They used to.
Sure.
The All-American team used to be in Playboy magazine.
Yeah, I'm not sure that happens anymore. On this date in 1965, the Beatles, as the streak continues, release Ticket to Ride.
All right, I'm going to say
from the movie Help.
I'm going to say something funny.
They were stoned.
Who cares?
Throughout this movie. Stoned to the bejesus.
Somebody has to finally say it to you. Who cares?
And then when you put this list together.
Thank you.
It can come off the list.
Well, now you got Colin going after you, too. Yeah.
Nobody asked the young correspondent Colin.
It's Adam Gillespie's fault. Because he won't stop putting the Beatles on the list.
Gotcha.
Because he does that. Nick can't resist himself. Right.
1971 on this date, Ringo Starr releases the single It Don't Come Easy. Produced by George Harrison.
Who cares?
Part two. He had 3 number ones, maybe? 2? His own?
I think this was a number one song.
Yes.
Photograph, I think
she's
was number one.
She's 16?
No, I don't think that was number one.
Yeah, we went to number one for a week.
Uh-oh, we have an agreement. Disagreement.
1974, I believe.
I'd like to forget about that.
Again, written by the Sherman Brothers, who were employed by Disney.
Yep. 1974 on this date. I couldn't find the audio.
Go ahead.
Padres owner Ray Kroc gets on the PA system as the Padres are getting taken apart. He says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I suffer with you. I've never seen such stupid baseball playing in my life."
That's awesome.
Now, there's a chance Ray was loaded. I mean, there's a chance. He's up in the box and he stumbled in.
Big Mac's on me.
Yeah, took the microphone from somebody belligerently.
Give me that thing. Shut up. I own this microphone. I own you.
How great would that be if Arthur Blank did that middle of a Falcon game?
They're down. How many times should he have?
Right.
How many times has he been stopped? Let's be honest.
I apologize for Marcus Mariota. Obviously, he has no heart. Hi, I'm Arthur Blank.
What would he have said about Desmond?
He's just not very good.
What about
it's not his fault.
If Arthur Smith called a reverse to Johnny Smith at the goal line.
I hired the wrong member of the Smith family. Should have hired a sister who's in Hollywood making movies. Hi, I'm Arthur Blank.
Thank you, Mr.
Blank. Bicep! 1979 on this date, the 51st Academy Awards were held. The best picture goes to The Deer Hunter. Remember seeing this scene for the first time?
Yes,
this
is too much.
This is too much.
Beyond disturbing. So it's De Niro and it's... Oh, what's... It's not Christopher Walken. I can't remember the third... Actors, John Savage. He's really getting cracked in that scene when they're playing Russian roulette.
John Savage had
not, as they like to say in wrestling, pulling their punches. No,
John Savage, you wouldn't know him from very much. You might know his face. He looked like the type of guy you hired because he would let you do anything to him.
Hmm.
Get Savage.
Yeah, he's in character.
Yeah.
His cousin Randy.
That's not their real last name.
That's Poffo, I apologize.
Thank you.
And Lanny. 1990, the world's largest bunny hop was held at Radio City Music Hall. 1,166 participants.
We could beat that tomorrow.
In rabbit-eared clothing.
Oh, that we couldn't.
Hop down 6th Avenue.
Never mind.
I'd like to see that, actually.
Can you imagine cabbies as this thing is going in front of them? Oh, I would have run 3 people
over.
So when you
do the bunny hop, you have to hop to the right. And then hop to the left as you're moving forward, right? You can't just hop in a straight line.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think there are rules.
If the Braves win the World Series again this year, during the parade, can we put together a line of the hosts.
All do it. If they win the World Series, I'll bunny hop. Yeah.
We can all do the bunny hop.
Yeah. So we get those fake ears, those Easter ears.
But we got to have championship ears.
Has anybody...
What does that mean?
I don't know. They got to be gold. I don't know.
Has anybody stupidly at this station talked about getting a tattoo if they win the World Series? Is that on anybody's plate?
No.
John Michaels will just do it.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Whether they win or not.
You don't need
right.
to talk about it. Just do it.
He was thinking another tattoo.
Right. He's running out of room. 1994, the Rock for the Rainforest benefit concert, including Sting, Elton John, James Taylor, Whitney Houston, Luciano Pavarotti, Tammy Wynette, among others.
It's a classic.
How many of those people are still with us? Luciano's gone. Whitney's gone.
Yeah.
Is Tammy? Tammy?
Tammy's gone, too. You're right. Three.
Rainforest is gone.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Didn't help. Yeah. And raise enough money.
A concert,
apparently.
Really.
An effort in futility. By the way, I wouldn't pay any money to see that show. I'm just telling you. You can go with Eclectic. I go, never mind.
Not even for the rainforest?
No. I see now.
Oh.
I didn't need to sing about rainforest. Yeah. All of a sudden, they're going to get all preachy on
me. James Taylor?
That's Sting. He's insufferable. Oh. Go give him a cause like this. What's he going to do?
2018 on this date.
I'm never going to play a hit because we're doing a benefit concert. I'll just do the things you've never heard of.
Fleetwood Mac announces new members Neil Finn and Mike Campbell after firing Lindsey Buckingham. He became secondhand news, Chris.
Oh, I see what you did.
Neil Finn, lead singer of...
Crowded House.
There you go.
Neil Finn. Right. I forgot that he was part of... Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Hugh Hefner would have celebrated his 98th birthday.
We had him on.
Yes,
you?
Yes. I like the girls. They come in.
He passed away in 2017.
Did he not have his
91.
Teeth
in
when he talked to you?
No.
Was he honest with you?
We caught him a little bit older. I don't know. I don't know how honest he was.
I think, can we come to the grotto? I think we had. Yeah, sure. You guys can come.
Sure, you're the first radio host to ask him if we can come to the mansion.
Very original.
One of the great episodes, if not the best, of Entourage is when Johnny Drama tried to get his lifetime ban overturned from the Playboy Mansion.
And
you have to see it to believe it.
I think that'll do it for the day.
Well, you two have hit the wall, huh?
That's it's been one of those.
Fellas,
you ever had one of those challenging days?
Sure.
Like as soon as you wake up, life just tries beating you down. Today's been one of those days for both of us.
I read an email today, and I said, we're going to have to do vocabulary lessons because somebody put a word in an email that absolutely was not the right word. I got three texts, and I'll just leave it at this. Somebody sent me a text saying, hey, don't forget, on the first hardball, make sure you do this. I said, well, I'm going to need a way back machine because that happened on Saturday.
It's one of those shows. Of survival.
So it sounds like management was too involved today.
It's a lot of things.
Sometimes
the consultant today.
No. Sometimes management needs to get more involved, and we'll leave it at that.
Hey, Matt, can I tell you this? Here's what I'll finish with.
Yeah.
Isaiah Stewart is probably as mild-mannered as it gets. He doesn't badmouth. He doesn't use bad language in front of us. He doesn't get angry. When I said we're going to make this a little bit quicker at the end of the show, he said, thank God.
I think everybody, some days you just need to pull the chute. Today's one of those days. I want to thank Harold Reynolds and Jeff Rancourt for joining us today. The aforementioned Isaiah Stewart, thank you. Matt Lear, Cullen Madden, Brian Gebhardt, Derek Thomas, and Adam Gillespie, thank you all. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. We're back tomorrow in studio, thank God, at 11 a.m. Cellini, D'Amino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.